What is Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush is Middle Eastern spread or dip that's made primarily from eggplant. And then, of course, you put in garlic, lemon juice, tahini, which is just sesame paste, and just some sea salt and olive oil. And that's really pretty much it. But it's simple, but it's really good. And I've always enjoyed it.
Is this a side dish or a main dish?
Oh, it's something I would do as an appetizer. For instance, I'm taking it with me to a little party tonight, and that's going to be one of the dips.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
I hope so. I had fun making it. It's so easy. And what I did is I roasted the garlic I put in it instead of using raw or just sautéing the garlic a little bit. And it's really easy to do. People don't understand that you can just take a head or a bulb of garlic and slice off the top and then put in olive oil, 1 teaspoon of olive oil over the top and rub it all over the bulb. Put it in a ramekin or a small porcelain oven-safe dish and put it in the oven and roast it. And it's just wonderful. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll tell you all what you need, and then we'll talk about how to make it.
Sounds good.
Now, you need one head or a bulb of garlic, one large eggplant, approximately a 1 pounder, 3/4 cup of navy beans drained and rinsed. Now, that's not part of a traditional Baba Ganoush recipe. It's just something I did to make it a little heartier. 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 3 tablespoons of tahini, which, as I mentioned, is sesame paste, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, or a little more if you like things saltier, and then 1/4 cup plus 1 teaspoon of olive oil. Now, you want to preheat the oven to 400 degrees and remove some of the outer skin from the garlic bulb, slice the top 1/2 inch off the bulb, exposing the individual cloves, and drizzle 1 teaspoon of olive oil over the garlic and rub your fingers over the garlic, making sure it's evenly coated with oil, and then place that into an oven-safe ramekin, as I mentioned, and cover it with foil. Then slice your eggplant in half, and this is also going to be cooked at 400 degrees, so we can do it all at the same time. Put it on a cookie sheet and put the eggplant and the garlic in the oven. Pull out the garlic after about 30 minutes and then give the eggplant another 15. Take it all out of the oven. Let the garlic and eggplant cool so you can handle them. Scoop out the inside of the eggplant and put it into a blender. Then remove each clove of garlic from the bulb and kind of smush it between your fingers because it'll be all soft and paste-like, and throw that into the blender. Add the beans, lemon juice, salt, tahini, and remaining olive oil, and blend until smooth.
Wow.
I know it sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
But it's actually just roasting, then blending. That's really all you have to do. And if you're feeling like you want to do a little more, you can make pita chips too. Since you've already got the oven heated, you can slice 4 pita rounds into 8 triangles, brush each with some olive oil, sprinkle on salt and pepper, put them on a single layer on a cookie sheet, bake for about 10 minutes, flipping once during the cooking time, and you've got your chips to go with your dip.
Oh, so you could use those to dip into
exactly.
The Baba
That's
Ganoush.
What I did for tonight.
Well, that's just way cool. Okay. And I've learned so much so quickly.